You know what time it is. Come on. Weekend. Warrior. Podcast. Let me hear you. Come on. Weekend. Warrior. Podcast.
Weekend Warrior Pod. Let's go.
No hot takes. No garbage. Just real talk.
Weekend Warrior Pod. Let's go.
No fake takes. No first takes. Just real talk.
Weekend Warrior Pod. Let's go.
This is the Weekend Warrior Podcast, presented by WTP Sports, episode 61, makes it the Stephen Neal episode, the Marcus Cannon episode, and a litany of Red Sox relievers, or Red Sox pitchers, I should say, Bronson Arroyo, Cladro, Felix Dubront, and Brian Johnson. Heck of a number there. Today we have a World Cup preview with the great Mike Langone, who is coming back on the
back,
show.
Baby.
The gang is back.
Mm-hmm.
And so pretty excited about that. So a bit of a shorter episode today, but it should be a lot of fun anyways. So, Mike, welcome back, first of all.
It's great to be back. I feel like LeBron in 2014.
Going back home. No, it's fun. I mean, you know, Mike reached out and said, can I come on and talk World Cup? And I said,
yeah,
let's do it.
Only the biggest tournament in the world, the most exciting tournament in the world, and you're not talking about it.
I guess. Well, that's because I've watched literally 0 seconds of
missing
the
world.
Well, actually, that's not true. I got my hair cut. I get my hair cut by Mo. Shout out to Mo from Charlie's Barbershop. and he has the World Cup on when he watched it because he's from somewhere. I don't know. Somewhere over there. Palestine. I think he's Palestinian. So he loves the World Cup. So he watched the World Cup. So because of that, I was watching the World Cup when I was with him. But beyond that, that's the only time I've watched any World Cup whatsoever.
You've missed out. Great tournament.
So I've heard. So I've heard. I don't feel like I've missed out on much, but so I've heard.
Well, I think if you really watched it and got into it, you would realize every game is a Game 7, and it has a Game 7 feel.
That's true, I suppose.
So it's...
Well, once you get the match play, right?
Even during group stage, because those games are, you know, a lot of those games are basically playoff games.
That's true.
There's a lot that goes with it. Like, the... I think England and I forget the other team that they were tied with in their group. They were tied in every category, and the only way that, you know, one of the teams could get first place with the tiebreaker was fair play. And what that is if you have less yellow cards,
that's great,
for the entire tournament, then you would, you know, get that seed. And didn't quite work out for England today, though. It's a shame. They were my team.
Oh, they ruined my freaking Revolutionary War joke, but that's what it goes. You know what you're gonna do.
But, four years away, you can
try it again. Yeah, see, that's true. That's true. Four years later, when I talk about soccer the next time, you know, then maybe we'll do that then. So the final has been set. It is Croatia v France.
Mm-hmm. Go Croatia.
Parlez-vous français?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't like France.
Yeah, France is kind of like the, I guess, like the assholes of the soccer world. Yeah.
The world?
Maybe the world, yeah, maybe the world, but the soccer world, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's the third time they've been the most, so they qualified in 98. They've been the most since 98. So their third time to the finals since 98. And they've been the most since there. They won in 98, right, and lost in 2002?
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So now they obviously have a chance to win two out of, you know, two in the past however many years.
I wish it was every 2 years that they did it.
Well, they do it every 2 years, but it's women's.
Yeah, I wish they did it every yeah. Well, they have the Euro, which is the World Cup for, like, the European countries.
That is true. Well, who's really the only people that really matter, realistically, if we're being honest here?
Well, I don't know. You have Brazil, the United States in 2026.
When
we have to go because we're hosting it.
That's true. Good point.
Because you can't not qualify.
Definitely going to qualify in 2026. Yeah. So that's a silver lining there for hosting in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Solid. You know, I mean, look, I just – and I know we've talked about it a little bit. Mike and I have gone back and forth a little bit on it. I just don't think soccer is that popular in the U.S.
Oh, it's way more popular than, say, like, than the last, like 20
badminton?
Years. No, it's what?
No, it's way more popular than badminton.
Oh, same. Yeah, obviously. Right? Yeah, but it's like probably, I mean, it rivals hockey, I think, is like that fourth sport as far as like maybe mainstream.
Okay, I mean, maybe. The thing about hockey that makes it tough is that around here.
Right, in Boston, it's totally like, different.
It's
but soccer is very popular in Boston and in this area.
Right, well, that's true. That is true if you go into the, you know, into the city in mm-hmm. Boston. People are just nuts in there.
Yeah, go to the Phoenix Landing in Cambridge. I've been there for a World Cup game. That's the Liverpool bar. I'm a Liverpool fan. It was insane. I went there 4 years ago for England and Italy.
Really?
It was crazy.
I think my cousin was in, MDOT, who does the song for the show, I think he was in the North End, I believe, when Italy won 4 years
ago. Wow.
Yeah. And like he said, it was just absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. People going nuts everywhere and stuff. So, I mean, you know, certainly if you're from a different country, a lot of people that are, you know, from different countries or, you know, have a specific country of origin that's really good at soccer, you know, you follow soccer more often for sure. That one of the custodians of my school, a lot of the custodians are Portuguese, and he's like always watching soccer on his computer or on mm-hmm. his phone or whatever, because he's, you know, Portuguese and he loves the Portuguese team and everything like that. Yeah. And so, but, you know, I think it's tough. It's tough to rival, especially around here. Like, I just don't believe that soccer is as big as hockey, especially when you talk about like how many people love hockey in Boston and Chicago. Well, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I just think like ESPN.com is probably not a great example anymore, well, but they've been, like, even with Ronaldo signing with Juventus the other day, that was breaking news on ESPN. That was big news. Whereas, you know, with hockey, it wasn't with Tavares. I'm not saying, like, soccer is better than hockey. I don't think it is at all. I'm a way bigger hockey fan than I am a soccer fan, but I'm a pretty big soccer fan. And I just think, like, it's just a great sport, and a lot of people are missing out. It's, you know, they're just not watching it like you.
True. And the one thing I will say about soccer, and I just – it's hard for me to follow the ball because nothing seems to happen for a long time, and I understand.
But that's not true because it's all about the setup. It's you. I kind of think of it as a combination of baseball, basketball, hockey, and football in certain ways, because there's a lot of strategy involved. There's a lot of setting yourself up,
right?
Which is, you know, like football.
Yeah.
There's like
a lot of flopping, like basketball.
A lot of flopping and a lot of like post play.
Right.
Same with hockey. Obviously, a net. You know, you have to.
Right.
Into the net, and, you know, football, there's a lot of football, and especially with the fans, too. Like, the rivalries and, you know, the...
I mean, those are real, for sure.
Yeah.
I think the fans are almost what makes it bigger than anything else, because people mm-hmm. get so nuts over some of the games and stuff, and so... But I don't know, it's we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it'll ever be as big here. I think, and I don't know, but I think Kraft's definitely trying to do something because he's building hotels everywhere. He just built a brand new hotel. He's building a brand new hotel at Patriot Place.
Mm-hmm.
He just built one on Route 1 before the stadium, north of the stadium. He's building another one south of the stadium. So he's building hotels. So the question is he trying to add more places for people to sleep, you know, for a Super Bowl? Or is he trying to add more so he can get World Cup games there? Because
well,
he's clearly trying to do something.
They're going to have the World Cup in Foxborough in 2026.
Have they announced that already?
Yeah.
They have. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe.
Because that was part of like the bid to get the United States. It's the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
I knew that.
And they're upping
yeah.
the amount of teams that qualify for that one. It's going to be 48 teams that qualify.
Wow. Instead of what is it normally, 24?
32. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, the final's actually going to be at MetLife Stadium.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, New York. Well, I guess that makes sense in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
So, but they had it here in 94. They had the World Cup here.
Yeah, I know. Well, what's interesting, too, is that they like to play on grass, don't they?
Yeah, but...
But they'll play on turf if they have to?
I think so. I'm not sure with the World Cup, because I know just by reading, I don't really remember the 94 World Cup too much. I remember watching the final, but... You know,
well, 94, back in 94, it was still Foxborough Stadium, and obviously
it was at Foxborough, but I remember they had a game at the Pontiac Silverdome.
Oh, really?
It was an indoor game,
obviously,
and I believe
they
changed that to real grass. Or
oh, did they?
Closer. Yeah, I think so.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, nowadays, you can do anything. I mean, you know, Arizona plays on a grass field indoors.
Yeah.
Right? And drive it out to the parking lot, you know what I mean? It's a cool setup. It's a cool idea,
yeah.
But... You know, I don't know if the Patriots would ever do that. I think they're pretty happy with the turf. I don't
change
see
it
them
back to grass.
Ever going back to grass. I mean, look, there's certainly advantages to both. You know, I think they like the fact that it's turf because it's no maintenance.
Right.
You know, the Revs can play on it on Saturday and the Patriots can play on it on Sunday. Like, there's no maintenance to it. You know, and I think that's the most advantageous thing for them. Now, does it up the chance of injury? Sure. Because, you know, I mean, you just don't – there's – you can get injured more easily on turf. It's just the way it goes.
Right.
And I suppose you can get injured on – you can get injured on anything, I mean, obviously. But, like – you know, on grass, if you stick your foot in and, you know, and something doesn't work, your foot's stuck there because, I'm sorry, on turf, your foot's just there.
Yeah.
But on grass, if your foot gets stuck, there's a possibility that, you know, you rip up a piece of grass and you'll be fine, you know. It's not going to happen on turf. So it's like, you know, I can understand there's certainly both sides to it. I would say if the Revs ever get their own stadium, which they might, the Revs ever get their own stadium, you might see Gillette go back to grass. But again,
yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
They're able to just do like they do the freaking they do like motocross in there. They do a ton of things in there.
It's 2018,
and they really can figure something. I mean, out. I suppose, right? I mean, you know, if Arizona can wheel their field in and out, like the Patriots can figure something out if they really want to, you know. So we'll see. But you know, I am interested in it. I think it's more interesting to me. I think Sunday I'll be driving, so I won't be – I will not be able to watch the final, unfortunately. Sorry. I probably wouldn't watch it anyways, but nevertheless. But I think it is interesting. I will say one thing about Russia we were talking about before. They were doping. They weren't technically doping, but they were essentially doping. They were using – what were they using? Like smelling salt?
It was like a smelling salt that gives you some sort of adrenaline so you don't – or like extra stamina. So because they suck and they went to the quarterfinal. Yeah. They're just not a good soccer team. But but I think as far as the tournament goes, it's been pretty wide open, which is good. You know, Croatia's in the final. And this is I think they're one of the smallest, if not the smallest country to make the World Cup final.
But you said there's what, 4 million
people? 4 million in the people, yeah.
It's crazy.
So good for them. I was really rooting for England. I thought, you know, being a fan of a lot of the players in that team, that's why I followed that team. But them against France would have been a good game. I think actually Belgium would have been a better matchup.
Well,
Belgium's a really good team, and they France is like they kind of remind me of like the New Jersey Devils in the early 2000s with the trap. Like they score once, you know, it's over.
Right.
So they're
when they won,
one of those boring
1-0 yeah. against Belgium. I mean, yeah. like that's you know that's pretty much their MO, right? But I think too, like the England France rivalry would have been really cool to have even on display, you know. And again, England just has more guys that are well known. They just do.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
you know, some of these guys from Croatia, you know, like. You know, like Dino Raja, like nobody knows who these guys are. You know what I mean? Like it's not.
We have Modric, who plays for Real Madrid. He's really the only recognizable player on the team, as far as I know.
Right. But you know, England's got these guys that play in Liverpool and they play for. Yeah. You know, I mean, look at you know, if you think, and for me personally, right, I'm a guy that doesn't watch a lot of soccer and don't know much about the Premier League, but I can name Liverpool, Man City, Man U. And there's another one in England that I'm forgetting.
Arsenal,
like right off the top of my head, all four, boom. And then it's like, you know, there's one in Spain, the Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Then Barcelona. There's one in Barcelona. And then there's, what's the Italy one?
Juventus?
No, that's not it. I don't know. Maybe there wasn't even one.
Roma?
Roma. Maybe that's the one, yeah. right? So, but like.
Kevin Garnett owns part of them.
No, see, look at that. Mm-hmm. So it was a little connection to real sports. But the point. But, like, the thing is that, you know, England is more recognizable. I mean, there's four teams right there.
Well, they're also on TV
every
weekend.
Well, that's the other part, right?
You know? And
why.
It's interesting, going back to the hockey thing, is that NBC, which has the rights to both the NHL and the Premier League, they go all in with Premier League.
Right.
You know, I feel like they might do more coverage on soccer than they do hockey, which is that's kind of hockey's fault just for,
right.
you know, they just suck at PR and marketing with television,
yeah.
but
yeah.
Like the last day of the season in the Premier League, every NBC related channel has the game live,
which is cool. Yeah,
they all start at the same time, and that's you know one of the best days in sports because the last place games mean just as much as the championship.
Absolutely.
Case. The championship might already be clinched,
Right.
And then, you know, you have the teams that are trying not to get relegated.
Which stuff like that, I mean, I'm sorry, but I hate that.
You don't like
this
no
championship game? Like, that doesn't mean you won the league.
What I would
do, so that's it.
What
like,
they should
on,
do
it's gotta
is,
be some sort of championship
is
game.
Just have like the top two teams meet in two games, and then
right
what they do right. Just like they do with Champions League.
Exactly, that's it. Have the top four teams.
But then if you do that, every other league in Europe would have to do the same thing because
because no leagues do that.
Well, no, they're part of was it UEFA, whatever.
Oh yeah.
And then that those top four teams in the big leagues, and then like you know two or one or three teams maybe in the other leagues qualify for Champions League every year.
Play. Okay.
And that's just kind of the World Cup, but every year for
no, I know what you're
those
saying.
Teams, and that's an awesome tournament too.
Right. So that's interesting. I mean, it definitely like there are definitely parts of it that you look at, and I understand the draw. I get that it's super popular, and in throughout the world, it's the most popular sport in the world.
Yeah,
know, because you know football isn't loved outside of the U.S. I know, you know, we're always trying to talk about England and how many football fans are in England, and oh my God, look at all the football fans!
They got
in England.
A good base,
and it's like they do have a decent base, I guess. But like realistically, no one really outside of the U.S. cares about football that much.
No, people care
right.
more about basketball than they do
right,
hockey.
And that's right. Right, and that's, I mean, that's just the fact, you know, that's the fact. I mean, you would actually, I could actually make the argument that hockey is less popular in the U.S. than it is outside of the U.S. Clearly, that's the way it is in soccer, but hockey is like, is almost like Canada. So we consider Canada like a second part of America, so like it's a little bit different, because yes, there's Canadian players, but it's like, well, so what, they're Canadian players. I mean, I think 18 out of the top 20 scorers in the history of the NHL are Canadian-born players. So it's
makes
like,
sense.
You know, you look at it and it's like most of them are Canadian.
Americans didn't really become great hockey players until
recently.
Recently,
I mean,
really. Patrick Kane was the first American MVP 2 years ago.
That's ridiculous. Taves was the first American center.
Canadian.
Taves is Canadian? Are you sure?
Yeah. Jonathan Taves is Canadian.
So then why? So then
you think of someone else.
I don't know who it was then I was thinking of, but whoever it was, the first U.S. captain to win a Stanley Cup was like recently, like in the past like 10 years or something like that. Like it was like, it was recently, man. It was the first, let's see, first.
It wasn't Ovechkin.
Oh, Jesus.
or Crosby or.
Right. I could have sworn Taze was.
Char's from around here, though.
Oh, yeah, Char. No, Char.
Yeah.
Char grew up in
Dorchester.
He grew up in Dorchester.
Yeah, I know a guy who played with him.
He was a Dano.
Big Z.
but it was recently. I forget who. I thought I could have sworn it was Chicago. But obviously, I was wrong. But
don't tell me who it is. I want to get this.
Okay. Good luck. This is making great podcasting, by the way.
Glad
great,
you're back.
Great podcasting. But either way,
so
I can't.
Just name the team.
I don't even know. I can't even find it. I don't even know. But anyways, you know, back to soccer for me, I just feel like for soccer-wise, I don't know if they can ever – I mean, certainly never going to replace football. I guess here's the big question, right? The big question is
– Darian Hatcher in 99. And then Dustin Brown was the second.
Dustin Brown, that's what I was thinking of.
Okay.
So, okay. So,
edit all that out.
Yeah, okay. We'll leave it all. So, what's it called? Is it in 4 years? I think it's in 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's in Qatar.
Qatar, and it's going to be in December.
It's going to be in December during football season. So,
oh, yeah.
Right?
And Fox has the rights to the World Cup.
That's insane.
So it'll get interesting.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, and I'm sure – they've already thought about it, and they're already going to schedule it around football because
they have to. Like, well, they can have them in the morning.
You could,
the time,
theoretically,
the time
which would be interesting because I would watch football. I would watch the World Cup then because are you telling me I wake up on Sunday morning and I can watch a World Cup game at 9 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then I can watch football all day long. I'm in. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'll at least be on. Like at least in my house, it will be on the television because it'll be like, all right, we're watching sports. Literally all day today, and we're starting with soccer. And my wife would be like, "With what?
Yeah, football."
Like, so yeah, football. Just over there, football. That's all. You know, and so.
Well, they can also use Fox Sports 1, so I don't think it'll be a.
That's true. They could use FS1, which I have to say, by the way.
Fox Sports 1 sucks. Fox Sports 1 is awful.
Okay. I wasn't going to say that, but Fox Sports 1 is terrible, which I thought that was a given, but you're right. FS1's awful. I don't understand why they're not letting anybody use replays. It just, that is the stupidest thing.
What do you mean?
So can't even, like, SportsCenter can't use a clip of the World Cup. They just have to tell you what happened. They can, like, show you a picture.
They still do stuff like that? I remember like a boxing thing.
Dude, they do that for the Olympics, too.
Yeah.
Where they're like, we can't show it to you, but here's what happened. And it's like, Twitter is, it's all over Twitter. Like, you just post the damn thing on Twitter. Like, why can't you look at this unbelievable goal and post it on Twitter? How hard is that? And you can't figure that out. And MLB does the same damn thing. If I'm watching a Red Sox game and I film part of it and then I put it on Twitter, they take it down and report me.
Really?
Yes. Which is ridiculous. Like the way that's how the NBA has grown. Because they have all these ridiculous videos
right. That
people are able to watch and be like, oh my God, look at that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if you're able to post these ridiculous goals that happen in the World Cup, or even now, I don't know about the Premier League. I don't know if they have those same things going on in the Premier League, but I know with the World Cup, they're like, you can't show any clips.
It must be an international thing.
It's ridiculous.
That must be like part of the deal because, you know, obviously it's not, you know, Fox isn't showing it around the world. It's only
right. America.
Right. So maybe that's it. But they used to do that with boxing. They probably still do because pay per view and then.
Right. Well, and then yeah, I understand.
You're not going to watch the knockout and then not buy the replay of the.
I understand.
Yeah,
that.
I understand.
I
that.
Get that part of it, but you know, if the sporting event's already happened, and you didn't watch it, now I got to watch. You know, the France Belgium game was a perfect example. I wanted to watch how France scored, and it was like I had to watch the 9-minute video.
Yeah.
To see like the corner kick, I'm like, you couldn't just show me the freaking replay? Like, what the hell?
I was looking for highlights today because I knew I was coming on, and it was someone playing FIFA on PS4. Like that was the first thing that came up for World Cup highlights.
I mean, it's just like it's stupid, is what it is. It's like, why are
we? It fooled me for like half the video.
Well, the graphics are unbelievable.
It's really great.
Yeah.
Got to get me one of those.
Oh, I need a PS4 so bad. My wife is like, there's no chance. I mean, between teaching and three kids and podcasting, she's like, when are you? And I write articles too. When are you going to have the time to play video games? And I'm like, I don't know. Just the thought of being
able
to. She's like, for $500, we're not doing it. I'm like, okay, good point. You're right. You're right, honey. But anyways, and one other thing I did want to talk about, the MLS. You know, that's one of the things about the U.S. is that the MLS did have a decent amount of players qualify for the tournament and make the tournament. I think one played on Belgium and a few, five or six maybe played on Mexico. Yeah. Mexico actually made the group stage, or the knockout stage,
Yeah.
The rest of the teams was like Panama, I think a few on Uruguay, Costa Rica. So like they, you know, it's not like they weren't teams, but it was just, you know, there aren't the superstar players over here anymore. And obviously Beckham was here for a long time. And, you know, Lynn and Donovan and those guys. But I feel like that ship has sailed now. Like, you know, Ronaldo's the best. Ronaldo and Messi are the two best players in the world. They're like, they won't touch the MLS with a 10-foot pole.
Not until they get paid. You know? That's the thing. Like, once these guys know their value, and once they know that, like, the money's running out and that they're not as good anymore and they're not going to get a big contract, they sign with LA, like, or DC, which I think Wayne Rooney just signed with.
Right.
Who was probably the best player in England up until a few years ago. He played for Man U.
Right.
Well, him, but,
he was the star of England's last World Cup run, right? So
they didn't do shit.
Well, right.
Mostly because of him. That's what happened. MLS is just not, it's like a like little less. It's not a bottom tier, but it's not like middle tier league as far as the world's concerned.
Right.
So they're not going to get a ton of talent. And
I mean, it's tough. It's almost like
– U.S. doesn't produce good soccer talent.
Right.
At least on the men's side. The women's side, they do.
Women's side is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Which is so weird that
It's
so weird that there's so many women that are really good. I think, honestly, I think the biggest reason is that these kids that are super talented aren't playing soccer.
Right, they're not playing soccer, yeah. They're going to play...
Right? They're playing basketball or they're playing football, or mm-hmm. they're playing something where they look at those stars. And that's the biggest thing. Like, okay, you have Ronaldo and you have Messi, and that's great. Ronaldo's from Portugal. And Messi is from
Argentina,
right? Like, they're not, it's not like, oh, yeah, dude, I know that guy. Like, he grew up in, you know, the Bronx, or he grew up in, LA or whatever. Like, they, you know, our kids want to emulate kids from the U.S. that mm-hmm. grow up to be these great superstars. And there just really aren't any of those guys. So they emulate those other guys instead, and they end up playing basketball. Because, I mean, you put some of those guys that are unbelievable athletes, and instead of them playing basketball their whole lives, they play soccer their whole lives. I mean, they're ridiculous athletes and probably, you know, playing for, you know what I mean? Like, right. Maybe not. But, like, realistically, if you take a guy out of basketball and put him in soccer, you think he'd probably be that good. But they're just not – they just don't have the talent, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some American players that play in Europe and
right.
other countries that are on pretty good teams. I don't know where Clint Dempsey is now, but I liked him.
Clint Dempsey was good for a while. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Landon Donovan, I think he's retired now.
I think so, yeah.
Never liked him.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that one's – people differ on that one for sure, but, you know.
It'll certainly be good when Team USA is back in the World Cup, because it's just fun when they're
well,
there,
I mean, that's the thing.
It gives you a team to, like – that you can really root for, not just, you know, just another team. Like.
Exactly. And, you know, and the U.S. women's team is interesting because there's a lot of women on there that, you know, are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you enjoy watching it. And it becomes, like, part of, even if you don't watch soccer, you're like, oh, that's Hope Solo, or that's, you know, Megan Rapinoe, or that's, you know, whoever. And you just start naming off players. And it's like, you know, 2 years ago, I could have probably named seven people on the U.S. women's national team, mm-hmm. which right now I couldn't name one on the U.S. men's national team. So, like, you know, like, that's the thing is, like, it's a huge difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's really where you look at it and you can really kind of drive that. But because they suck every freaking year, it doesn't help. You know, everyone's like, you know, they're like, eh, whatever. Who cares, you know? So we'll see if they can get back into it. But like you said, I think I mentioned to you, like the women's U.S., you know, U.S. women's is really good. And you're like, wow, the women's doesn't count anyways, because if we're really good at it, soccer, it doesn't count for us.
Yeah, because, for soccer, yeah. Like, no offense to the women's team. They're great. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, but it's true, though.
There's really – all right, worldwide competition for women's soccer isn't what the men's –
Well, which is interesting, because
it's interesting because I don't think women played soccer, you know, when they were growing up, and I think that's kind of the thing in other
right.
countries. I could be wrong. Maybe we're just really, really good at it, but it is kind of weird that we're exceptionally good at women's soccer, but the men's soccer can't qualify, and the teams that they have to beat to qualify aren't good.
Right.
Mexico is really their only competition.
I mean, if you look at a lot of the countries that they're playing against, how many of those countries are the girls able to play?
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that's true. You know, and obviously, I mean, you know, clearly, like, England and those other places, but, like, some Middle Eastern countries, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, sorry, but Iran qualified for the U.S. for the World Cup this year. I think the Iranian women are playing soccer. Like,
nope.
I don't think so.
No.
So, like, you know, that's certainly, that could weigh into it. And then part of that could be, you know, that even some of those countries, it's more of a stigma where it's like,
yeah.
You know, you don't play soccer. Like,
right,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, you know, I think we're getting away from that, which is good. But in the U.S., that happened a lot earlier than in a lot of other countries, I would
mm-hmm.
think. So that's, you know, certainly could be part of it. So we'll see. But it'll be fun Sunday at 2 o'clock, right? Is it 2 o'clock on Sunday?
I think it's at 10 or 11.
No, I was totally wrong. Oh, maybe today was 2 o'clock. That's what
2 o'clock was
up.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, so it's Sunday at 11. Croatia, France.
I think France wins, but I'm all in on Croatia.
Yeah, I mean, Croatia winning would be cool because it's like an interesting story.
Mm-hmm. And all their games have been really exciting. They've gone to extra time, a couple of shootouts.
Yeah, they won today in extra time, didn't they?
Yeah, they scored with like 10 minutes left.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And France, again, I mean, France has been there. This is now their third time since 1998.
Mm-hmm.
They had the infamous Zidane headbutt.
Yes.
In 2002. That was against, was that against England? Was
it Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I mean, you know, France is not very well liked, but they'll probably win, like you said, but wouldn't it be interesting to see Croatia pull off a crazy upset and see 4 million people going crazy? And, you know, I mean, because realistically for us, you know, we're from the U.S. Like, it doesn't really matter to us. We don't have allegiances anywhere. So, like, seeing something like that happen would be fun. You know, the underdog story is always the fun story. Exactly. Exactly. So, Mike, dude, thank you for coming back on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. Of course, man. Anytime. Anytime. And we'll have to do it again sometime. Maybe we'll talk about something a little bit different than
soccer. Am I the world soccer correspondent for
you? I mean, yeah.
Can I anoint myself?
Sure.
Anoint
myself? Let's do it.
All right,
great. You are the official world correspondent for soccer.
Nice.
So, you know, when I talk about soccer on, what's this, 61? When I talk about soccer on 122, he'll be back
4
on.
Years from now. See you in 4 years.
All right, guys, have a great day. And listen, I got another episode coming out. This one's dropping on Thursday. I got another episode coming out on Saturday, so check that one out as well. So thanks again to Mike, and I will see you in a few days.
Simmons, no timeouts. You got to go. Williams, three. Yes!
You don't need to tune in. This is the show, bro. Put the game upside down like a strobe globe. We get Warriors. It's a podcast. Call the commentary, kid, I call trash.
Warriors, come out to play.
We can Warriors, it's a podcast.
What you call the commentary, kid, I call trash.
Hey, yo, WTP. We Warriors, especially on the weekend. Looking for that sports talk, this is where it be, man. Breakdowns on your favorite teams and all that. Hear about the starters long before the ball snap. You can call Pat or go ahead and call Mike, cause we here all night, no time to stall, right? 2 seconds left, clutch shot, it's go time. Knuckles on the O-line, watch the losers go wine.
Turn me up on that radio dial. It's been a while since I played, but I'm here with a smile. I'm taking jump shots, get them in and I'm out. I'm breaking records like Bill Russell, kid has got muscle. Being polite when I'm Pat and his mic, you see the city of champs coming to victory dance, buddy. It's radio talk, so turn it up when it's on. We're gonna listen and rock to what it is that you want.
Warriors, y'all need to tune in. This is the show, bro.